You remember when we had, and they're off, and it's a good start indeed, with all away very fast indeed, and Abimelech gets one crack of the whip to make him come up there, but Mioland is being raced out to try and go with him. Roman takes the lead head and head with Abimelech, and the two are racing in this first quarter to see who'll get the track, and Roman gets it with Abimelech second, deep third, Mioland next, Galahadian and in on the rail, and the whole lot of them under a blanket except for Roman. Roman leads by two lengths as they go past the first time. Abimelech in a good spot on the outside, going head and head with two others. The other two being Mioland and Galahadian. Those three are in a rank across the track. Within a length of the three there comes Adit, Sirocco, Royal Man, and Pictor. In that order, it's Roman on the head end as they make the first turn, and it's Galahadian second, and Abimelech third. Galahadian is now being passed by Abimelech, and the favorite is a neck in front of Galahadian. Here's the call. It's Roman on the front end by two lengths. Bradley's horse, Abimelech by a half a length. Galahadian by a half a length. Deep by a length and a half. Mioland by a length. Sirocco by five lengths. Royal Man by a half a length. And Pictor. That's the way they go down the far side. And it's still Roman. The horse on the head end is still Roman. Abimelech is not getting to him yet. And he is still on the outside in a good position. That boy is waiting, and I hope he don't wait too long. They're at the far turn, and Abimelech moves. There he goes. He goes up with the leader, and Deet goes right after him. Deet and Abimelech move to there together, and they seize Roman. They're going head and head with Roman as they go around the turn. Abimelech and Roman are moving up there together with Deet on the outside, and at the head of the stretch, it's still Roman leading, and Abimelech now in front by a neck by perhaps half a length, but he doesn't shake those horses off. And Deet is alongside of him. From far back comes a Royal Man of all horses. It's Abimelech in front by half a length. Deet driving at him. Royal Man third, and Royal Man going like the wind on the inside. Royal Man head in head with Abimelech, and Abimelech looks as if he might get beaten. Galahadian moves up there rapidly now, and he's the one that's going to take it. Galahadian in front. Galahadian by a length and a half, and that's the finish. Abimelech second. Deet third. Mioland, Sirocco, Roman, Royal Man, and Pictor. And that's the finish of the Kentucky Derby, with Abimelech beaten and Mrs. Ethel Mars's Galahadian the winner.